For most Americans, the Iraq War is something that enters their lives secondhand, from the web, newspapers, TV, or radio. For writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro, the war is brought home by a frequent, if distant, visitor.
These days, Aminta is busy. Her son, David, is flying in from Hawaii, along with his wife and four kids. David's family is moving in with Aminta while he goes off to Iraq for the first of two tours. A year in Baghdad, then a couple of months leave here at home, and finally another full year in Iraq. All this Aminta tells me while squeezing a mop over the sink in my laundry room. She speaks in practicalities. Where to house her daughter-in-law, Carmen, for 2 years, maybe turn the garage into a large guest room for her and the four grandchildren. I can hear in Aminta's voice the jagged rattle of sadness shaken by terror, the pure, ungodly fear of a son living day and night over there in that country where the hourly news is never good. In my home, we're all Latino old school. My wife is queen of the household, answering Aminta's questions about how we want our sheets done. In Aminta's eyes, I'm the patron, the final word, the cash. We're formal with each other, speaking in usted, never tú. Yet we talk. David is on her mind. I ask if he's left yet. I see, and it's the I that says it all. The eye slips like a razor through her stoicism. She speaks about the opportunity the army was 10 years ago when David first joined. She dares, in a sudden chuckle, to criticize my president, then pleads to God to tell my president to end this thing soon. Of all my friends who are in my salary range or higher, none of us have the look of horror on our faces that Aminta has on hers. This is Los Angeles, and the bourgeoisie is multicultural, black, white, Asian, Latino, but none of our children are heading to Iraq. My friends and I sit in my clean house and speak in Spanish and English about the war and that damned Bush and how he's made the world hate us. By God, I'll move to Canada. That's right, sell this house in L.A., I'll get triple the price. Take my kids to where it's safe. We all have conviction, but it's based in the abstract. Horror is concrete. Horror is family under siege. Horror resides in the silence of the woman who scrubs my toilet. She always leaves it sparkling clean.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a writer living here in Los Angeles, California.